live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I caught up with Hetty Wood from Rowan to hear all about the third annual art exhibition. And before we talked about the fundraising exhibition, I asked Hetty to explain what Rowan is and what happens at the centre.
Rowan is a charity and arts centre. We've been running for over 35 years now, and we work with adults with learning disabilities. We have our own art centre. We're based at 40 Humberston Road, just off Chesterton Road. And we run a number of different studios, including print, ceramics, woodwork, textiles, mixed media. We even have our Rowan Rangers at Forest School. And we're open Monday to Friday, and we have student artists who have learning disabilities joining us to create wonderful artwork.
Yes, so I have seen some of that wonderful artwork in your annual open studios, but also your annual Christmas fair, I'm guessing, isn't going to be happening this year. But how have you been coping at Rowan with the lockdowns, and what have you been up to?
I mean, I think the same as so many other charities. When this first happened back in March, it was a big, oh my goodness, what do we do now? And we had to shut Rowan's doors to be safe. And then within a couple of days, we were doing online Zoom sessions with our drama, music, Makaton, art sessions online. And we even did a couple of socials in the week. We started doing quizzes, and it just rolled from there. And we were so pleased with how well it, everyone got on board with it. We were doing online activities that people could get involved with. So from kind of being in quite a daunting situation, within a couple of days, the whole team had come together and we turned it around. And we had Rowan up and running online, which was wonderful.
Well, that sounds absolutely brilliant. So this art exhibition, which is taking place next February, but it's actually to raise funds for Rowan as opposed to having your learners doing art for it, although I guess they will be as well.
Yes, exactly. So as you say, it's our third year of doing this art exhibition, and the main driver behind it all is fundraising. As a charity, we have to do a lot of our own fundraising throughout the year. And as everyone, I'm sure, can imagine, since March, we have had so many events cancelled or pushed back to next year. So we are full steam ahead with our art exhibition, which will be taking place in February 2021. The lovely thing about our art exhibition is that if it can happen physically, we have a venue. If it can't, we will do it virtually. So it will happen, whether
Brilliant.
Or not we're allowed to sort of be in a room all together or not. And the lovely concept behind the art exhibition is that it's not just, as you say, for our students. Anybody can get involved. You can be a professional artist, you can be a novice, you can just be having a go just to have something different to do. And the last couple of years, the artwork that's been produced has been astonishing. And it hasn't just been paints and oils, as you might think. We've had textiles, glass, wood. We've had people pull the canvases apart and put them back together again. We've had so many different things, and it's just been a really wonderful community project, actually. And then the end result is us all being able to have this artwork on display. And the way it works is that we ask everybody to get involved by just paying £10 for a canvas. So that's your entry fee and you get a canvas. You take that home, you get creative, you bring it back to us, and then we then hold the art exhibition and we sell the artwork for £45 per canvas. And that money then comes back to Rowan, and we fundraise. And last year we raised just shy of £5,000 for charity.
Wow, that's amazing.
Through the art exhibition. So, you know, it was such a wonderful, wonderful event. And, you know, that's why we're so keen to, let's make it happen. Why not? There's no reason why we can't.
And these canvases are available from now, aren't they? So that people can get creative sort of from now on and have as many as they like. They can enter as many as they like, can't they?
Yes, they can. Yeah. So you can now pre-order your canvas to come and collect from us after lockdown, or you can contact me directly and we can actually arrange a click and collect service from our art centre in Cambridge as well, if you'd like to collect one. The theme this year is the great outdoors, because we thought, hey, we've all been struggling to get out there recently. So a wonderful way to sort of, you know, think about the outdoors and to get creative. So you can really go anywhere with it. You could take your imagination to the beach, even though you live in the city. You could think about the great outdoors near to Cambridge or maybe in another country. You could really go anywhere with it.
And as you say, it doesn't have to be necessarily painting onto the canvas. It can be just the size of the space. What was the size of the canvas?
The canvases are 16 by 12 inches.
You're happy for people to kind of do go wild with it, as you say, and create their outdoors or however they want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So last year we actually had, you know, we had lots of people sort of painting directly onto the canvases. We had some people sewing into the canvases. We had some people taking the canvas section off and then actually doing like this beautiful woodwork scene on the inside of the canvas.
Wow.
So, you know, people really got creative and we'd love for them to do it again.
And you just said about them being sold for £45. That's kind of like a flat rate, whichever person has created it. And is it right that you put them in anonymously so that people don't know whether they're getting kind of a local artist or somebody that just had to go for the first time? So it's a bit of excitement you're choosing purely on based on what you enjoy looking at.
Exactly. So the only information you just get the title of the piece. So you don't know who's done it. You don't know what their background is. And the lovely thing is that afterwards, if you'd like to know, we can then tell you. But yeah, it sort of adds a nice bit of excitement to it because, I mean, you know, we had artwork selling from the last two exhibitions. And, you know, it's people that have never really even done it before. And then they've created these masterpieces that have sold. It's, you know, it's been really lovely.
That's wonderful. It sounds really lovely. I know I went to your very first one and really enjoyed it. And I will look forward to obviously doing the same again this year. Could you tell us where we need to go to for any information on getting a canvas? And obviously, if they want details in the future about where the exhibition will be, hopefully in real life.
Yes. So if you just pop on our website, which is www.rowanhumberstone.co.uk, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're just at Rowan Cambridge. And all the information is on those sites. If you need a bit more information, we do have a PDF download on the website with all the information on, so you can have a good read through. And you can also contact us. All of our details are on the website. We're happy to answer any questions.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, well, good luck with that, Hetty. That sounds absolutely great. And I look forward to the exhibition in February as well.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Cambridge 105 Radio.